From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea shoot up into the 700s. KDCA Chief Chung Eun-kyung stresses the importance of inoculating elderly citizens. And baseball games are cancelled and government advisories issued as clouds of both fine and ultra-fine dust settle over the country. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Jim Bully. Daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea have shot up to the 700s. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday 701 new cases were registered throughout Friday, raising the country's accumulated caseload to 126,745. Of the new cases, 672 are local transmissions and 29 are from overseas. Of domestic infections, 242 come from the capital Seoul and 194 from Gyeonggi Province. The southeastern city of Ulsan added 48 new cases and South Gyeongsang Province 37. South Korea's disease control chief visited a vaccination centre in Sejong City on Parents' Day Saturday and stressed the importance of inoculating elderly citizens who are at a higher risk of dying from COVID-19. Chung Eun-kyung, head of the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency and the country's vaccination task force, visited the centre where shots are administered to seniors 75 and over and looked around the facility. She said vaccines are not an option but a must for older Koreans and asked children to help their parents to make reservations. Chung also met with staff members and listened to their opinions on the vaccine rollout. Authorities note that those in their 60s and older account for a whopping 95% of COVID-19 deaths and vaccines offer about 87% protection against contracting the virus. Marking Parents' Day on Saturday, President Moon Jae-in said that vaccination is the best way to show love to parents given the current pandemic circumstances. In a social media post, Moon said that a return to normalcy can be quickly achieved if seniors are vaccinated for COVID-19, followed by other family members in due order. He said that when that day comes, family gatherings can be freely held, including visits to loved ones at long-term care facilities. President Moon Jae-in will make a special public address on Monday to mark the passage of 4 of his 5 years in office. Presidential spokesperson Park Kyung-mi said in a media briefing on Friday that Moon will look back on his presidency during the speech set to begin at 11 a.m. He will also present his key policy directives for the final year of his single term. The address, slated to be 20 minutes long, is expected to include his plans on how to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, achieve economic recovery, and make the country an inclusive first mover.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A Chinese space rocket is in an uncontrolled freefall towards Earth as we speak on Saturday. The South Korean and US Air Forces estimate that the debris from the rocket will likely hit Earth sometime Sunday morning Korea time and is going to be outside of the Korean Peninsula, but no one knows exactly where and when the crash landing will happen, as experts say the risk of debris hitting an inhabited area is very small. Kim Bum-soo has more.
It was late last month when China launched the main module of its permanent space station, the Tiangong, or Heaven's Palace. The module was carried by a 22.5-ton Long March 5B rocket, whose spent core booster is now in freefall towards Earth. Space debris is usually burned up while entering the atmosphere, but the sheer size of the rocket makes it unlikely that the descending booster will be entirely consumed by heat. Experts said the possibility of debris hitting an inhabited area is one in a million, but space authorities cannot lower their guard.
Do you consider it a potential threat?
Speaking to reporters earlier this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the Pentagon has no plans to shoot down the debris. The
latest estimates that I've seen is somewhere between the 8th and 9th, the experts are still working on that.
According to a military source here on Saturday, the South Korean and U.S. Air Forces estimate the descending rocket will likely hit Earth sometime Sunday morning, Korea time. The window between 2100 GMT Saturday and 0700 GMT Sunday will narrow as the actual reentry approaches.
I think this speaks to the fact that for those of us who operate in the space domain, that there is a requirement, there should be a requirement to operate in a safe and thoughtful mode.
According to the U.S. Aerospace Corporation, the crash site will be near the North Island of New Zealand, but cautioned that there is a wide range of possible reentry paths. A Korean military source said the predictions continuously change, but the Korean Peninsula is not within the possible trajectories. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The International Olympic Committee has said the Tokyo Summer Olympics will open as scheduled on July 23rd. Reuters quoted Australian-born IOC Vice President John Coates as saying Saturday that the Olympics will absolutely go ahead in July and August because organisers have designed a custom-made Olympic bubble to protect athletes and the Japanese people. Speaking at the Australian Olympic Committee's annual general meeting in Sydney, Coates said he could foresee no scenario under which the sporting showpiece would not go ahead. The IOC point man for the Tokyo Games, as chair of the Coordination Commission, also mentioned that Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told President Biden during their summit last month that the Olympics will go ahead, and he continues to say that to the IOC as well. Seoul City's Health and Environment Research Institute has lowered its ultrafine dust warning to an advisory as of Saturday noon. Ultrafine dust particles are smaller than 2.5 micrometers in diameter, commonly known as PM2.5. The warning was issued when the hourly average density of ultrafine dust surpassed 162 micrograms per cubic meter. As the concentration dropped to 70 micrograms in 12 hours, the warning has been replaced with an advisory. However, a warning alert is maintained concerning fine dust measuring under 10 micrometers in diameter, known as PM10. The Seoul City government has urged the elderly, children, and people with respiratory or cardiovascular conditions to remain indoors and wear masks if they must head outside. The Korea Baseball Organization has called off doubleheader matches scheduled at four stadiums nationwide on Saturday due to serious air pollution caused by fine dust. Doubleheaders, which are two baseball games played between the same two teams back-to-back, were slated to take place between the LG Twins and Hanwha Eagles in Jamsil, Southern Seoul, SSG Landers and Kyum Heroes in Incheon, KT Wiz and NC Dinos in Suwon, and Kia Tigers and Doosan Bears in Gwangju. The KBO schedules doubleheaders when games have been cancelled due to poor weather or air quality. The four early games on Saturday were all originally scheduled on Friday, but were cancelled due to poor air quality. The cancellation of four regular league matches at the same time is a first since the KBO introduced fine dust-related regulations back in 2018. The Korea International Cooperation Agency, or KOICA, is donating $3.2 million worth of medical supplies to Bolivia. A donation ceremony took place Thursday at Oruro Korea Hospital in the city of Oruro in the South American nation. The hospital was built by KOICA in 2017. Attending the event, Bolivian Health Minister Jason Alza Pinto thanked the Korean government for the supplies that will go toward meeting the medical needs of local residents. He said hemodialysis equipment in particular will greatly help improve the quality of life for patients with kidney problems. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Centre in Seoul. I'm Jim Bully. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.